Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank greeting you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We look back to a most blessed weekend. The Lord gave us His precious word. Many came from different countries, even continents. The main subject was that God made a covenant with us. We spoke about the covenant that God made with Noah, about the covenant God made with Abraham, and then with Isaac and Jacob, and then with Israel. And when He said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you," Exodus chapter 12. And then, of course, we went to the New Testament when our Lord said in Mark chapter 14, verse 24, "And He said unto them, This is My blood, the blood of the new covenant, of the New Testament, which is shed for many." Beloved, it was so great how the Lord showed us the importance to know that we are in this covenant, that all the promises given in the Holy Scriptures are for God's covenant people. And therefore, we don't have a problem to believe the promises in the Scriptures, and of course, no problem to believe the main promise that God will send a prophet, Elijah, as He promised before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. We have the promise of our Lord that He would prepare the place and return and take us to glory. And then He makes a promise that a prophet would have to be to bring us back to the original teachings, to turn our hearts back to what our fathers preached and practiced right at the beginning. Then we went even to Revelation chapter 4, where our Lord God is shown sitting on the throne and the rainbow over Him. Revelation chapter 4, verse 2, "And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne." In verse 3, "And He that sat was to look upon like jasper and sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like an emerald." Beloved, in the days of Noah, God said in Genesis chapter 9, verse 9, "And I, behold, I establish My covenant with you and with your seed after you." In verse 13, "I do set My bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between Me and the earth." Beloved, we shared the thoughts that go with a covenant that God makes with us. In Christ, the new covenant was made, and we are under the blood. Even in the Old Testament, the Lord God said, when I see the blood, then I will pass over you. And the death angel could not touch the firstborn of Israel who were protected under the blood. We are the firstborn of the New Testament. We are under the blood. And then in Revelation 4, as we read, just before the opening of the seals, in chapter 4, we have the Lord sitting on his throne with a rainbow over his head. And in chapter 5, we have the opening of the seals. The closed book was opened. The Lamb was shown. The Lion of the tribe of Judah came forth. The book was opened. And I reminded God's people that in March 1963, from the 17th to the 24th, Brother Branham received the revelation of the sealed book. It was opened, and the mysteries were made known unto us. The first seal, the second, the third, and the fourth. But beloved, before the seals were opened, John saw the Lord God upon the throne. He is still in control today and forever. He is still on the throne, and the rainbow, the covenant, is upon him. And he remembers his covenant with us. The blood was shed, and we are redeemed. We are forgiven. We are born again. We are sons and daughters of God. Beloved, I'm not here to preach. I'm just here to tell you that the return of our beloved Lord and Savior is imminent. The signs of the time speak a very clear language. One look to the Middle East. One look especially to Israel will show unto us the seriousness of the matter. We will come to know that we're at the end of the end time, and the great privilege we have to take the message of the hour to the ends of the earth. I look back to the year 2006 when God gave the privilege to take flights 115 alone from Germany into all the earth, and then visiting many nations and sharing God's word. Now we look to the year 2007, expecting the Lord to do great things, to bring people back to the original word. And beloved, I also shared a statement Brother Branham made when he said, say only what the tapes say. This it didn't mean to say, don't say what the Bible says. Never, never. But when you refer to Brother Branham, say precisely what he said on the tape. And please understand this right. If you check the book called The Seven Church Ages, there's no tape for it. Just no tape for it. Anything you read in the Seven Church Age book, And I'm asking you today, search any tape. There's just no tape for that book and for the statements in that book. And therefore, if those who refer to the statement of Brother Branham, please understand forever. He did not make that statement in reference to the Bible. Say what the Bible says. If you refer to the Bible, say what the prophet said, if you refer to the prophet. But then I repeat again, for the Seven Church Age book, there are no statements of the prophet at all. The seven original messages preached on the seven church ages are totally different to what the book says. Beloved, may God bless you, may God be with you. It's my privilege to share God's word with you and always telling you the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, pray for me, and we shall pray for each other, expecting great things from God. Be blessed throughout the year 2007 in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.